This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
ما زندگی شهیدان رو، سبک زندگی شهیدان رو برای جوانهامون، برای نسلهای
We must present the lives and lifestyles of our martyrs to our youths and the coming generations.
امیدواریم که خدا توفیقمون بده همینطور که این بچه ها میرن با اخلاص کامل.
May Allah grants us the chance of being a good person while our friends and brothers go...
My mother, when Islam and the revolution needed blood, you gifted the fruit of the years of your life, which was a Muslim.
Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid Mustafa Raddanipour. Dear listeners, one of the great martyrs of the 8-year holy defense is Shahid Hujjatul Islam Mustafa Raddanipour. He was born in 1958 in the city of Isfahan. His family were very much in love of the Ahlul Bayt, and even though they didn't have much income, they would hold monthly morning sessions in their house. Shahid Mustafa Raddanipour did not attend high school because of the corrupt atmosphere of the schools of that time. Instead, he chose to become a religious scholar and seminary student. Shahid Raddanipour spent the first year of his studies in the Islamic seminary of Isfahan. Afterwards, he moved to Qom to benefit from the great ulama of this city and went to Haqqani school.
And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the role models for today's world.
ما زندگی شهیدان رو، سبک زندگی شهیدان رو برای جوانهامون، برای نسلهای روبه آیندهمون.
We must present the lives and lifestyles of our martyrs to our youths and the coming generations, so that they might understand what happened to them. The sacred defense of Iran was not something small or unimportant. After so many years, we still cannot explain different dimensions of this war to our audience. That war was in fact an international war against Islam, against Islamic authority, and the late Imam Khomeini.
قله اون به اصطلاح سر نیزه رو اون بدبخت بی عقل
Saddam was only a puppet in the hands of the superpowers of that time that helped him militarily, financially, and strategically. Those hegemonic powers did their best to support Saddam and to strengthen him against Iran when needed. This is how we confronted the enemy in the battlefields. But who were those who could save our country during such international war? There were young, faithful commanders and soldiers who could stand against the enemy and become victorious. Therefore, the behaviors and lifestyles of our young martyrs must be presented to today's generation and audience.
رفتارها رفتارشناسی این جوانها برای مخاطبین امروز روشن بشه.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Ratanipour was a man with good morals and great diligence, and this was why he was admitted to Haqqani School, which was under the management of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti. He spent 6 years studying religious sciences in the Islamic Seminary of Qom. As the revolutionary movement of Imam Khomeini gained momentum, Shahid Ratanipour became very active and traveled to different parts of Iran in order to guide people and encourage them to fight the despotic regime of the Shah. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Ratanipour.
امیدواریم که خدا توفیقمون بده همینطور که این بچه‌ها میرن با اخلاص کامل می‌جنگن ما خوب بشیم.
May Allah grants us the chance of being a good person while our friends and brothers go sincerely to the battlefields and fight for the cause of Allah against the enemy. I really invite our dear commanders to find a solitary place tonight and contemplate on their duties as the commanders of the soldiers of Imam al-Mahdi. And I want them to thank Allah, Imam al-Mahdi, and Imam Ali to give them the proper understanding of the position that they are given as a commander of the army of Islam against enemy.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Shahid Ratanipur joined the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Yasuj, a city in Koh Giluye and Bur Ahmad province, the place where he served and preached the most. Because he was also a cleric and religious scholar, he rendered many cultural services to the city. Shahid Ratanipur also played a crucial role in the war which was imposed on Iran by Saddam. In addition to holding sessions of supplication, speeches, and guidance, thereby raising awareness of the combatants, he also participated in different military operations, such as Wal Fajr 1 and 2. After all, he had become a top-ranking military commander who led several military operations. And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
My mother, when Islam and the revolution needed blood, you gifted the fruit of the years of your life, which was a Muslim son. How good a trust keeper you were, and you gave back the trust just in time. So be happy and give your other children too. And be a teacher to others like Zainab, peace be upon her, yourself. Don't you cry for me, for if I am martyred, I am alive, more alive than the living. Forgive me and tell my brothers and my sister's children that they should prepare themselves for being sacrificed and for being a soldier of Islam.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Ratanipur. Please don't forget to log on to our website, parstoday.com, and click on the link, The Call of Islam, to listen to this program, as well as our other programs. You could also email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.